I was on my way to deliver an order from the sandwich shop I worked for. It was a quiet night, around 11 or so. I had my music playing in my car, and I was just running through the motions of the delivery. On my way to their neighborhood, I pulled up to a red light. There was nobody else at the intersection, but for some reason, the light stayed red for what felt like an abnormal amount of time. As I sat there and stared at the light, waiting for it to change, a car pulled up beside me. I only glanced over for a second, not wanting to make that awkward eye contact, but their windows were heavily tinted, like definitely more than what was legal, as I couldn't see a single thing through them. The car itself was black as well, maybe an old Toyota or something. I can't really pinpoint what it was, but I got a really uneasy feeling about them. It could have just been that we were the only two on the road. I'm really not sure. Eventually, the light turned green, and I started going. I didn't get very far, though, before noticing they hadn't moved. They were still parked at the intersection. Once I got further down the road, I shrugged it off and just thought it was weird and nothing else. A couple minutes later, I pulled off into the section of housing that the delivery was in. I'd say neighborhood, but it wasn't really a neighborhood. It was just a line of 10 or so houses leading to a dead end. Something about it seemed really off-putting. Of all the houses on the street, not a single one had a light on. I 100% would have thought these places were abandoned if not for the fact that the houses themselves looked really nice. They looked like ordinary neighborhood homes, with not a single sign of anything wrong with them. I figured it had to just be a coincidence that every resident down the street had their lights off. Anyway, the address I had was for the second to last house. I pulled up and parked on the curb, getting out with the order and walking up to the door. I was hoping I'd at least see some sort of light coming through the windows of this house because it was the one I was delivering to, but standing on the porch, I didn't see any light. Reluctantly, I knocked on the door. When I did, the door swung a bit from its hinges, like it wasn't properly shut or locked. Now this was even more odd.
"Sandwich delivery. Anyone home?"
It was completely silent. No response, and not even the slightest sound from inside the house. I was gonna leave, but just to be sure I didn't miss anything, I cracked the door open a little further. I could see a hallway and a room. Both were empty of any furniture or decorations, not even a single picture on the wall. It only took a few seconds before dust started coming through the doorway, too. I shut it and backed up from the porch. I was very confused and slightly worried. As I walked back down to my car, though, I noticed something down the road. A few houses back, there was a small black car that wasn't there when I pulled in. Its headlights were off, and it was parked. Once I saw the tinted windows, I immediately recognized it. I felt my face go white, knowing this could not possibly be a coincidence at this point. I started to hurry to my car, but as I got just a few feet away from the road, I saw something move in the reflection of one of the windows. I wasn't sure what it was that I saw, but I stopped in place. I was standing near the passenger door, and through the window, my eyes fell on the back seat. It was dark, but there was something blocking the back window. It only took me about a second for me to realize what I saw. I turned and bolted back to the house. As I did, the back door to my car swung open, and a man in a black hoodie and black pants came running out. He didn't chase me, though. He ran straight down to the road and into his car. I stayed on the porch, and with my heart pounding, I dialed 911. I probably could have gotten in my car and left at that point, but I was too scared to really think straight. Police arrived and immediately told me that this whole street was unoccupied as the homes were new builds. Guess that explains why I thought they looked so nice and not abandoned. What I definitely didn't expect was to hear them say that they've had multiple reports this past week, very similar to mine. The guy would order something for delivery with a fake name and address, then follow the driver. What happened to me was the closest call of any of them, though. The guy had snuck inside my car and was waiting for me to get in and maybe even drive away. Who knows what he was trying to do? Unfortunately, there haven't been any updates on finding him. This was last year, toward the beginning of December. One of my good friends was going on a trip with his family and would be gone for a whole week. He asked if I wanted to house sit his place while they were gone. We were really good family friends, so this wasn't all that unusual. I actually did the same thing for them last year as well. They had a couple fish tanks and a lot of houseplants that they needed me to take care of while they were away, and in return I'd get to stay at their house for a week. I lived in a really small apartment, so I was always glad to take them up on the offer and help out. I headed over a couple hours before they left, just to hang out and get a refresher on everything that I needed to do. Once they left, I unpacked some things and got settled in, and around 6, I went out to pick up some dinner. I brought it back to the house and ate in the living room while watching TV. Only a half hour later, there was a knock at the door. I paused the show and got up, looking to see who it was. It was a man in his 30s. He wasn't wearing a delivery uniform or anything. He just looked like a regular dude. I cracked the door open and asked what he needed. He looked startled to see me, but quickly recovered and asked if my friend was home right now. He called him by his name, so I thought he might have been a friend or something, but I told him he'd have to come back some other time. He didn't ask anything else and just walked away. I probably should have asked what he needed, but I felt like he should have told me to begin with. I was sure it was nothing, but I texted my friend just to let him know who came by. He called me soon after and asked who he was, and after a brief conversation, he said he had no idea who that guy could have been. I kept an eye out for the rest of the day, but still felt like it was probably nothing serious. I watched TV for a while, then went around the house watering the plants and feeding the fish. Around 9, I started getting the couch set up for bed. I tossed a few blankets down and made a little sleeping area. As I did, there was another knock at the door. I walked over, more confused than anything, but was immediately unnerved to see the same guy outside the door. This time, I didn't open it.
"Hey, what do you need? Can you come back a different day?"
I yelled through the door. I watched as the man listened and stared at the door like he was thinking, but instead of responding, he just walked away again. I made sure the door was locked before going back to the couch. It was then that I definitely should have called the police, but for some reason I really didn't want to. Especially being at someone else's house, I was worried that this was all just a misunderstanding. Not to mention, the guy hadn't actually done anything yet. I would just have to explain that he came by twice and stood at the door. It kind of sounds silly, honestly. It definitely woke me up though, and I didn't feel comfortable going to bed right away. I stayed up on my phone and had the window curtains open so I could see if he walked up again. I probably waited for a good 2 hours before my eyes started getting heavy. I did one last check out the windows before closing the curtains and getting ready for bed. I brushed my teeth, then hopped in the shower to quickly rinse off. By the time I got out, dried off, and went back downstairs, it had been less than 10 minutes. I went around and turned off all the lights, and before getting in bed, I figured I'd do one last check out the windows, just to help me sleep easy. I looked out, seeing nothing but trees swaying in the wind, and the empty road in front of the house. I stepped back, and as I went back over to the couch, my eyes drifted toward the front door, catching something off. The lock was sideways. I walked over, thinking I was seeing things wrong, but no, it was unlocked. I was completely certain I'd locked it, not even a doubt in my mind. I froze up for a second before I felt adrenaline surge through me. I turned around and crept over to the couch to grab my phone that I left on the end table, but it wasn't there. Someone had already taken it. I didn't stay a second longer, grabbing my keys and running out the front door. I used the emergency button in my car to call 911 as I pulled out of the driveway and parked further down the road to wait. When police pulled up and searched the home, they found the man, same one that came by twice, sitting in one of the spare bedrooms. When they arrested him, he didn't say a word, like he was completely mute. They found a forged key in his pocket that matched the front door, and nobody knows how he got it. My friend told me again that he had no clue who the man was or why he'd break into his home, but it honestly felt like there was something he wasn't telling me. Suspiciously, we haven't talked much after that either. I don't know what was going to happen that night. If I didn't notice the door was unlocked and went to bed, I really don't think I would have woken up. It was a normal night after work, getting home at 10. I was exhausted, but ready to stay up late and game. All my buddies worked early tomorrow, so I was just playing solo and relaxing. A few hours into the night, I heard what sounded like a knock. I took my headphones off and listened for it again, but it was quiet now. I thought surely it had to be a knock at the front door, as it was pretty loud and I didn't know what else it could be. I went over to check it out, but nobody was on the porch. The more I thought about it, a single knock would have been odd if there were someone at the door. I still didn't know what it was that I heard, but I went back to gaming. It must have only been a half hour later that I heard another sound. It was a sort of click, like something closing. I immediately took my headset off and looked behind me. Again, the house was quiet now. I got up and did a walkthrough of the house. I didn't thoroughly check every inch of the place. I was just trying to spot any obvious signs of what I'd been hearing. The house was fairly old, so usually I chalk these things up to being the aging wood. After checking around and not seeing anything, that's exactly what I did, and I went back to my desk. I was still a little hesitant to put my headset back on, but eventually I did anyway. Only a couple minutes later though, a reflection suddenly moved across my computer screen. Maybe it was a shadow, I don't know, but I jumped up and spun around. This time, it was almost like I knew, without a doubt, that someone was inside my home and had just walked somewhere behind me. My desk was in the living room, so there was a long hallway behind it with three separate rooms, and at the end was the front door. I took a few seconds to recollect myself and think about which way the reflection moved across my screen, and realized it had moved from the left side of the hallway to the right side. There was only one door on the right, which was to my bedroom. It felt like in that moment, the silence of the whole house was deafening, making each second pass feel more and more terrifying, knowing almost for sure that someone else was in that room. I decided my best bet was to just run for the front door and hope whoever was in the room didn't jump out at me. After a few seconds, I forced myself to move, running down the hall and through the front door. I heard nothing as I fled the house. I called the cops and waited outside for several long minutes. They went in, and I still couldn't believe it when they pulled a man out the front door. I knew someone had broken in, but actually seeing it was really unsettling. He looked around 55, but was very large. His face was uncanny, with wide, bloodshot eyes and a disheveled beard. Even worse, they found two knives on him. It seemed he had no particular reason for choosing me as a victim of whatever he was trying to do, which I guess was supposed to make me feel better, but honestly, it didn't. It just means he was completely insane and would have done anything without hesitation had he had the chance to. I think I just got really lucky that night to even be standing here today.